Welcome to episode 565 of the 1010 Thrive Podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today is day 19 in our series, 30 Days to a Happy New You. The Bible makes it clear that God is the creator and designer of all that we are. We were made in His image, meaning He knows what we're like since He made us like Himself. As such, He knows really well how we work, better than we do. And His experience and the Bible both show our hearts, what we love, care for, desire, delight in, hate. This is what really makes us who we are. Our internal desires, fears, and loves fuel all else. This is how we work. Our hearts lead us to act in certain ways. And on the flip side, certain things we do actually change our hearts for better or worse. It is because of this that God knows that we are fueled by what we are inside that God often gives us rules and instruction. After all, the word law in the Bible, which is so frequently taken to be injunctions from a harsh taskmaster, really only means instruction. God, the creator and designer, knows how we work. He loves us and cares about our hearts, and so He tells us what is best for us. He wants us to not just live, but to thrive, and so He guides us. As Deuteronomy 6 verse 24 puts it, God does command us, but He does so for our good always. This does not mean there aren't things that are absolutely right and absolutely wrong in the world. There most certainly are. And it is beautifully true that what is right is how God designed us to thrive individually and in the world. God's commands to humanity go all the way back to the Garden of Eden. But the commandments that we most associate with Him were the ones given at Sinai to the children of Israel. In John 13, verses 34 to 35, Jesus reveals a new commandment while speaking to His disciples on the night He was betrayed by Judas Iscariot. He had watched his traitorous disciple leave the dinner table to complete the evil deed. After Judas is gone, Jesus speaks to the remaining 11. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Jesus had taught the disciples many things during the 3 years they had been together, but this new commandment was the final one before He was crucified. What would it take to impact the world as He did? It wouldn't be their speaking abilities, their miracle-working powers, or their courage. Jesus says the world would be drawn to His message when it saw His followers continuing to love each other. In giving the new commandment, Jesus lays the foundation for the formation of a group of people unique in human history. Jesus creates a group identified by one thing, love. Other groups may identify themselves by skin color, by uniform, by shared interests, by adherence to a code of behavior, by alma mater, etc. But the church is unique. For the first and only time in history, Jesus creates a group whose identifying factor is love. Followers of Christ are recognized by their love for each other. The new commandment to love one another is one we all need. The disciples had not started out loving each other. They were a mismatched crew of unlikely world changers, some friends, some relatives, some strangers. They were as rough around their edges, sinful, and selfish as anyone else. But in the 3 years that they had followed this new rabbi, they had experienced the love of God as no one ever had before. They came to the realization that this was God come to earth. The love and patience with which He taught them began to change them. He modeled love for them. He demonstrated the compassion and tenderness that God has for mankind. But this was a God that looked nothing like how the Pharisees described Him. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus repeatedly prefaces a teaching by saying, "You have heard it said, but I say to you." And He taught them about love in a way His hearers had never heard before. "You've heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven." Revolutionary. When Jesus presents His followers with a new commandment the night before He is crucified, it fits with everything else He has said and done. Though they didn't understand it at the time, Jesus was telling them that He would not be with them much longer. The love he had poured into them, they must now pour into each other if his message is to impact the world after he's gone. They had not been easy to love at first. In fact, there was nothing at all lovable about some of them, such as Matthew the tax collector, Peter the hothead. But for 3 years, Jesus had shown them that love is not dependent upon the worthiness of the one being loved. God's love embraces flaws, weaknesses, and outright unworthiness. Jesus demonstrated this unconditional love by washing his disciples' feet, even those of the one who would betray him. After performing that most menial of tasks, Jesus says, "Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you." He exemplified the love described in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 to 7. Living with this kind of love is a new commandment Jesus gives to everyone who wants to be his disciple. This is also the new commandment for a happy new you. On Fridays of this devotional series, not only do we share the devotional for that day, but also suggest devotional activities for the 2 days that we're not broadcasting. For days 20 and 21 of 30 Days to a Happy New You, we invite you to reflect on this week of devotionals and do the following. If you want clean hands, you first need a pure heart. Pray that God will purify your heart and give you the desire and courage to turn away from sin. Having clean hands refers to the performance of righteous deeds, as well as the avoidance of evil deeds. Pray that God will use you to bless someone in a practical way. Pray also that God will give you the strength to resist the temptation to do wrong. Review the 10 approaches to service for a happy new you in Tuesday's episode. Commit to doing at least one of these things this weekend. Listen to the full song, "Make Me a Servant" by the Maranatha Singers. Prayerfully meditate on the words. Watch the Servant Song on YouTube. Replace the word brother in the first stanza with the name of at least one specific person. Sing the song as a prayer. After doing so, reach out to the person about whom you sang and tell them that you prayed for them in this way. Go on a walk by yourself somewhere outside and take time to appreciate the beauty of nature. As you are walking outside, pray that God will help you to increase your walk of faith. After praying, take some time to journal about how you can make progress in the four areas of walking worthy: being fruitful in every good work, increasing your knowledge of God, leveraging God's power to endure and persevere, and giving thanks. Pray that God will reveal the direction that he wants you to follow, and then open the word randomly and see what he reveals. Express appreciation to your pastor or some other Bible teacher for their role in helping you in your spiritual journey. Reread 1 Corinthians 13 verses 4 to 7. Ask God to show you how you can love someone even more deeply in the coming days and weeks. We have resources connected to this top 10 list for how to continue your devotional study this weekend in our notes for the podcast. Today we explore the notion that a happy new you is one full of love. We might have thought the new commandment was for us to love Jesus in an outstanding way. Instead, Jesus directed the disciples and us to love one another, emphasizing that there should be a special presence of love among followers that claim that they belong to Jesus Christ. Father, help us to be full of love for you, for each other, and especially for fellow believers. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.